Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moon. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sarney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Grammas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Rashi. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vic Rashi. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moon. Talbot reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moon moves to second. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. Garagiola drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jablonski out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garagiola moves to second. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Grammas reaches second base with a double. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Grammas moves to third. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grammas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moon. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sarney hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gramas takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 0 in the game. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Gramas moves to second. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gramas moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gramas scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski is hit by the pitch. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jablonski moves to second. One out. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to third. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sarney hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jablonski tags and scores. Rapolski tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rapolski scores. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Joe Frazier. Jim Davis now pitching. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Joe Prisco now pitching. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Bob Zick pinch runs for Joe Garagiola. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prisco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Talbot moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ben Wade now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Cunningham moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rapolsky strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sarney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moon. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Talbot is hit by the pitch. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moon. Baker reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. Talbot moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Rice pinch hits for Ben Wade. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Rice reaches second base with a double. Harvey Haddock's pinch runs for Dale Rice. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haddix moves to third. Two outs. Solihemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 4 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haddix scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hemus moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Hemus moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 4 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.